It looks like.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. We have taken a 10-minute recess. Time is 2:35, and I'll call the meeting back to order. Question before us is, Alan Mills was considering the request or what, if he had a input about having this remanded back to planning and zoning. And you'll need to swallow the mic and take it whole. Yes.
I've never been accused of not being loud enough.
So that's the question before you, Alan, is the board would like to remand this back to P&Z. It appears that they didn't have the opportunity to look at the C1 on the highway frontage, the C2 in the middle, 7 acres, and back to C1 on the farthest north portion.
That would be acceptable. Hopefully it would be an expedited process and not have to start from ground zero.
That's our concern, too. Okay. Carl, are you prepared to speak to that? Or okay, let's do that. So we'll borrow the mic from you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Carl Anderson, for the record. I believe with what we have submitted here, with an addendum to the staff report, for Planning and Zoning Commission, with what we've received today, assuming we don't receive additional information between now and that potential P&Z meeting that would also require analysis, I think we could get that second meeting in November, which would be November 21st, if I'm recalling correctly. That would just be that one agency notice in conjunction with the public hearing as well. Again, I am qualifying that a little bit. That does assume that we're not receiving additional information than what's provided today.
Okay.
Those are my only comments.
At okay. The moment. All right.
Through the chair, provided to you is the lead exhibit, exhibit 12, which is the amended request.
Okay.
And it also includes the letters that Mr. Mills stated in the record.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I got to ask for clarification purposes. Dan, there's a letter with the same date as what this one is in the staff report. And it's largely the same letter, but it is not the same letter.
Correct. Through the chair, my quick review of it, most of it is the same, except when it comes down to delineating the three sections, a C1 zone, a C2 zone with strict uses, and a C2 zone with a number of available uses. The rest of it, it appears to be similar information as to why they're requesting this information, and the date hasn't changed, yes.
And that's the material change.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure that, so what I'm assuming happened is the original letter was amended but not the date. So I just wanted to make sure we did not have a version of this letter. Is that okay?
Right.
So
okay.
Okay. Perfect. Right,
clarification in it.
All right.
It'll be shown out as exhibit 12 then.
Okay.
All right.
So Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the paperwork copy of what was already read into the record.
Yes.
I will second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to accept what we're going to call as Exhibit 12 into the record. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. All right, and then either discussion or a motion to remand this back to P&Z with the, was it October 21st date?
November,
excuse me. November 21st date, if it's just this material change. If it's other changes, then we can't project which date that would be. So I would make a motion then to, with this new information, to remand this back to P&Z. If this goes back to P&Z with just this material change has been stated today, we're looking at a November 21st date hearing for the Planning and Zoning Commission to look at this. If there's additional information, the date is not fixed. It will be up for whatever staff can get with any additional information. So I'd encourage you to not make any changes, but you're in control of that. You need to look out for what you need to look out for. So I'll make that change for remand.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Is that for CR2022-0007?
Exactly.
Then I'll second.
Thank you. All right. Any other discussion? All right. Being that there's none, the motion has been made and seconded to remand. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. So we will do that, and we will be in recess till we hear this back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Consider ourselves adjourned.